why your opinion changed, like, is there?
Well, you was first saying it's changed, like, just really taken aback by how good it was and how bad it was.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say it's fully changed, but because I've no reason to doubt. I can't know how he did it.
Absolutely, and now, put the magicians aside here, I want to see some hardened skeptics here. Put your hands up if you're a real skeptic. Okay, so I'd just like to get your opinion on why you don't believe or don't agree with what you've just seen, or how perhaps, if you're not a magician, that's all I'd ask, how you might think some of this stuff could be possible.
So what, assuming that the people aren't shills.
Which they're not. They're not plants, they're not shills.
Well, that for me,
just to qualify what a shill is. A shill is where I, Pete, or some of the people here at the Science Gallery would have planted these people in amongst you and told them what to say and so on. So I think it would confirm you're not a shill, are you? I can't remember who else you did some stuff with. Somebody else back there. I mean, you're not plants or shills. In other words, we don't know you. So there you go.
So if he was kind of making that up as he went along, he was very, very good at it.
Yep.
Such that. For me, it seems most probable, given the previous model of the world, that people are shills, even if they say they're not. And I'm really interested to hear more about how he did it if they're not shills.
Yeah, well, we are going to discuss that in a few moments time. But that's what most people believe, even come to my own shows. When I say over and over and over again that I'm fake, people such as yourself, and absolutely, you know, you're a skeptic, very often will say that I have a busload of people that come to a show, plant them amongst you and stuff like that. And there's a variety of ways that these entertainers can get over that. And, you know, it is important. I think the main reason that somebody like yourself, in the concept of the world, and I think it would encompass most people in this room, the reason that they would say immediately, you know, defenses down, this is not possible, it has to be a plant, has to be a plant, has to be a plant, is because you don't understand how a psyche works. And I guess that's why you're all here. And very often you hear the word cold reading being bandied about. And a lot of people think that they actually know what cold reading is, especially, not so only yourself, but somebody who would be an ardent skeptic, they might have looked up online very quickly what cold reading is, and they think, oh, I get it. Well, actually, there's a lot more to it than that. And to be able to be as accurate as Pete, not only do you have to have a wonderful imagination, but you have to be doing it pretty much every day of your life to become fantastic at it. With all that being said, Pete is not a psychic. Pete is actually a psychic entertainer, a mentalist, a hypnotist, such as myself. But the reason we brought him in here under the guise of being a psychic is that so at least you guys could see for a moment that if you were in front of a person claiming to be a psychic, just how accurate that person can be. Wherein everything that Pete did is based on psychological principles, and a whole bunch of other principles which we will be talking about. And it is important, as I said, the reason we did that is, you know, regardless of your hands went up, to be a believer, non-believer, most of your hands didn't go up at all, so you're sitting there going, I have no fucking clue much time. but we want to do that because, as I said at the outset, if I did it, you all know that I'm open about being fake. So Pete is also open about his techniques, and we're going to discuss those techniques now. So if you give another round of applause, he comes back. Let's just talk about cold reading very quickly, please. So a lot of people's notion of cold reading would be, well, they don't really know what it is. Let me say what cold reading is. Cold reading is basically reading somebody cold, in other words, having never met them before. And hot reading is something a little bit different. And hot reading is psychics, I believe, are doing more and more with the modern day world, the modern day technology that we have. So let me just validate what each one is. Hot reading is whereby I gain information about you online or through other sources before you get into the room. So in other words, you could perhaps have asked Paul Gleason here, curator, you know, give me some information that the guy is in the second row, give me his credit card information, get that, put that in online. And by the way, a lot of people think that we could just use Facebook. What you don't know is every single one of you, every one of you in this room, this is not well known, every single one of you, I could pay $50, $50 US, and find out everything about you. And I'm talking about everything. Your home telephone number, your last credit card bill, every single thing. I've done it my Vegas shows. And then I looked up myself and I was scared to see that I'm up there too on these websites. Then I typed in just for giggles, I typed in Colin Farrell. Everything. All his bank details, everything. So it's so easy.